Different route the last time, Derek. You were here after a match against Limerick.
Yeah, definitely. No, good performance, and yeah, happy with the win. And look, win, lose, or draw today, we knew, like, we still have, you know, 4 or 5 weeks of championship, and there's still a long way to go, and we're going to have to keep improving. But look, a lot of positives to take over.
Which positives would say really tell us about today, do you think?
Yeah, I think, look, it all over. I think I thought we responded very well to the start Limerick got, and, you know, you could easily, you know, lads could drop the head pretty quickly, and, you know, they're a kind of a team that can, when they get a start and you like that and get into the groove, they can punish you. But I thought we hurled our way back into the game. I thought, you know, Owen's goal was very important, and it gave the whole team a little bit of a boost, and there was good energy there after that. First half was pretty good after that, and, you know, obviously when Owen got sent off in the second half, I thought we managed it pretty well for a while, and obviously the teams were evened up then. But look, a lot of positives to take over, but at the same time, just, it's, I know we've a lot of improvement still to do, but I think we're progressing pretty well, so happy with that.
And they were hungry for goals today, got quite a few, and we could have had a few more. That's a good sign of the team, they were really up for that.
Yeah, no, for sure. And look, the lads are working hard, and it was, you know, getting the ball in fast there. And I think probably the last couple of months, you know, as the, you know, the pitches get better and conditions get better, you do get more goal opportunities. It's so we know we have the players there. You know, I thought we created chances today, which was a positive, and it's just important that, you know, we keep improving on that and keep creating chances, and hopefully start, you know, taking a few more as the year goes on.
Again, you got to get more of the panel in today for various reasons. All of them, you know, added their own little dimension to it. I mean, and your midfield partnership in particular, I know Edwin drifted out there a fair bit. You'd have to be pleased, particularly with Jordan Mullay. He actually adapted to midfield very well there today and linked up and was responsible for the, I think it was TJ's goal, I think, or until John Donnelly passed out. Well, another one earlier, I think.
That's right. Yeah, look, both Jordan Keane, very good hurlers, ball players, and obviously, you know, it was a test for Jordan today. I suppose he's been out injured since the Wexford game, so, you know, he got back into training last week and has been proving pretty well. So, look, it was an opportunity, and he took it today, and we got a number of fellas came in then as well, and, you know, we've a group that's working very hard, and, you know, I think it's important that they get the opportunity, and I'm not too concerned, like, just probably a lot of talk about in terms of the teams that we're putting out and settled teams and that, but I think the effort and the spirit is really good within the camp, and that's really important. So, like I said, it's important that we keep improving. That's going to be key.
Now, obviously, a lot of players not available there for various reasons. Mikey Carey, Walter Walsh, and quite a number of more. Yeah. Mickey Butler, Tom Phelan, Conor Heary. Where are all them in the whole timeline of maybe coming back, do you think?
Yeah, thankfully nothing too serious with all of them. You know, Conor had a setback really Friday, and which was disappointing, Thursday rather. And, you know, Mikey, the two Mikeys had, you know, setbacks against Waterford, but, you know, nothing that another, you know, 2 to 3 weeks won't sort out. And so we'll manage that. But, you know, look, it's nothing too serious, which is important. And we've lads coming back, you know, in the next 3 or 4 weeks as well.
All going well, you'd be hoping to have nearly a full squad for the championship. Someone does not have a setback in the league finals, eh?
Yeah, touch wood, we keep going like that. And, you know, Tom Phelan hasn't seen action yet, but he's progressing pretty well, and we'll be hoping the next few weeks he'll be back hurling as well. And Wally might be a few weeks into the championship, but he's progressing well as well. So look, I suppose we have a number of lads out, but when you have a kind of a timeline of the next 3 or 4 weeks that they're coming back, that's a positive.
A league final in Thurles, very likely in Thurles, whether it be Tipper Clare now at this stage. Ideal preparation coming into the Leinster Championship, and you're playing a team from the other province, so it makes it nearly all the better. You can really go for this one.
Yeah, no, for sure. Look, we'll be going for it anyway. It's a great test for us again, and it's a great game for us to get. And yeah, look, we look forward to it now. It's in 2 weeks' time, so we have a bit of preparation for it, which is good. And, you know, championships around the corner. So again, it's a bit like today. Whatever happens, we'll just have to, you know, it's about getting ready for a championship as well. But it's a good place to be, and it's another opportunity for us.
But this game was a good confidence builder. I mean, Limerick had the upper hand on it for the last while. To actually beat Limerick in the knockout competition will be good for everybody in the squad, yourself included, just to have got that over you, and you can feel more confident going forward now.
Yeah, for sure, we'll take a lot from it, and I think it's important that we do. I think it's important we do take the positives from it, and at the same time, we know that, you know, that we're not near where we need to be, and I think that's important, and I think we need to keep working hard, and I think that's good. That's the challenge ahead of us.
Yep. Did you face much stock, Derek, on it wouldn't be good for this clinic to lose a fourth consecutive time to Limerick in the space of 2 weeks?
No, not at all. Not at all. I mean, like, I've heard that a few times, that, you know, we've been beaten by Limerick in finals, but we've been beaten by a fantastic team, and you could have no complaints on any given day. And I think if you want to test yourself, you want to improve as a group, as a team, you need to be pitching yourself against the best. And we'll take the positives from today, but look, it's about driving on now.
Just in terms of personnel, Derek, is Conor Fogarty with you at the moment? Or
he is. Conor, unfortunately, had a little setback as well, but nothing major. So hopefully Conor will be back the next couple of weeks as well.